Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. Hour three, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We have Woolchuck's top 10 at 420 coming up in 20. Even though the Woolly Bully is out, he is on that sweet, sweet paternity leave. They got the baby hoping home. So congratulations to the Woolchucks. Let's talk some hoop, though. Congratulations are in order for the Mavs, who have been balling down the stretch. And here's the Chief with that rimmer.
Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion when Allen Iverson gets his statue unveiled in Philadelphia.
What
outside
was
of
with
their
that?
Practice facility. Okay, yeah, it's a little bit jarring when you see the size of this thing.
It's a Heisman Trophy, isn't it? It's about that size.
Right? Yes. It's closer to the size of a Heisman than what you would believe to be just a normal size statue.
Right.
He's standing by it, and he looks like he could carry it in his arms. Yes. like a toddler. It's the smallest statue I've ever seen of what is supposed to be a statue of a grown man. And they have it propped up on like this, on this piece that's like 3 or 4 feet up into the air. And then on top of it is a dribbling wide left high AI sort of dribble. And it is just, it's the smallest statue I've ever seen.
Yes.
I don't understand what went into the thinking of this. Why wouldn't it be the exact dimensions of what AI is? It's not like you got to go the full 7 feet like a Dirk one. Mm. You know, just make this thing as lifelike as possible. If no one knew, you'd walk up to that statue like, oh my gosh, what kid got a statue made of himself here? It's a 7-year-old.
Is this a garden gnome?
It's a 4-year-old, honestly.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know what they're doing. It feels a little bit disrespectful to my dude AI.
I would take that as disrespect for sure. I think, you know, in general, when you're looking at that line of work, I'd give the dude at least an extra half foot, maybe a foot, maybe like a minimum for a statue should be like 8 feet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you were 7 feet, I want to go 10.
Sure. Yeah. If anything, make it bigger.
Yes.
You know, make this thing really pop, stand out.
Yeah.
But they went the other way with it. I don't know how involved he was in the making of this. I don't know if he was surprised himself when they unveiled it. But it does seem abnormally small. And maybe this, because it's outside of their practice facility. I think they're planning on doing a new full-fledged arena in Philadelphia at some point in the coming years. So maybe this is just like the little appetizer to what he will ultimately get in front of their new arena down the line. That's actually their arena statue and not just their practice facility.
Well,
but I'm just guessing on that.
Well, the Tom Landry statue that's in front of AT&T Stadium, that was moved from Texas Stadium. So you can make a big statue and then pick it up and move it. You ever
seen this one? You definitely can.
Oh,
you can
one hand this thing. It took some.
It's the most mobile statue of all time.
Yeah, it took work. It's like moving a lamp. is what. But yeah, the Tom Landry statue, like, I don't know, but I mean, if you think that they should have just went ahead and built the thing for him, gave him a real statue, and then, you know, if you want to put it in front of the new stadium, then pick it up and move it, you know, pick it out.
What's this, AI's mini-me? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's embarrassing. It really is.
Okay, somebody said it. Thank you. It's embarrassing. I'm in agreement with you on this.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Guy was a great player for you. Why does he have like a little tiny statue?
Almost as embarrassing as the way I feel right now, according to the text, because of this snake situation.
Man, they're tearing you up.
The 817, this is like my own, this is my own people. How did Cheech father so many kids with that much estrogen in his body? Science is going to have to figure that one out down the line.
I mean, as a double girl dad myself, you could point out they were both girls, you know, if you wanted to, if you want to be toxically masculine like that.
We all got a little Mark Schlereth in us somewhere.
Yes. But I think number one, killing the snake, you know, is probably where you're taking the most heat.
Well, and the 817.
And not picking it up with your bare hands or at least with a towel or something and go ahead and get that snake out of there, bro. Yeah. A little piece of tissue or something.
Help it out.
Fair observation from the 817 who says, I got him right at the doorstep of freedom and then I severed his head.
Yeah.
Which is truly exactly how it went. Listen, this is my first time.
Was
you
this
know,
a shovel?
Hopefully
what
I get a
get
chance at redemption.
What did you get him
yeah,
with?
Yeah, it was a little shovel. Just a little pop.
Like a shovel. Handheld shovel?
No, this was, this was like a, probably like a 3-foot shovel.
Like a kid like, shovel.
Like an Allen Iverson shovel.
yeah, basically. I am sorry about that. I've offended some folks, and that was not my intention. And ultimately, I'm going to blame my wife on this one. She's got to hold that L. Let's go ahead and get to some Luca love before we get to some...
We just did that earlier in the week. Like, don't wake me up to do stuff.
Yes. You know what's so funny is when we had brought that up and we didn't have the moment for it, but it had happened to me the night prior.
No way.
And so I was waiting to share that story at some point where my wife is waking me up out of bed for a 4-inch snake that was actually scary enough to me to feel like it was a 4-footer as well. But here is Stan Van Gundy, who is a noted basketballer. And
Stan Van.
He is on the Lebatard show earlier in the week. Listen to him gush over Luka Doncic.
I think actually the best offensive player now that I have ever seen is Luka Doncic.
You got to give me the take. Let's hear it.
Well, listen, I just don't think there's anything the guy can't do offensively. He's absolutely huge, first of all. I mean, he's 6'8 and big. He shoots the ball from deep. Now, I wouldn't have said this even a year and a half, 2 years ago. He's become a more consistent shooter from range. His range is incredible, and he's been very efficient shooting the ball. He can drive the ball from the perimeter. He can score in the post, and he's one of the best passers we have ever had in the league. There is literally no one who can match up with him, and when you bring the second defender, he can pick you apart. Look, I think when we incorporate both ends of the floor, there's guys who I would say have been better players than he is right now. But as strictly offensive players, I think he's the best I've ever seen.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say as good as it gets. You know, it's really hard to, like, parse that exactly. You know, maybe amongst the most skilled, amongst the most effective, absolutely, you know. I'm going to have a hard time getting around the idea of you know, more dominant than what Shaq did. You know, but he qualifies it well, you know, like Jordan didn't shoot threes, you know, but he was one of, if not the best perimeter defender at times in the league. So there's no doubt, like, Luka doesn't matter in the GOAT conversation, but offensive GOAT, sure, put him in there as good as it's become.
Yes.
You know, different eras as well, which is difficult because Jordan, Kobe didn't get to grow up at a time where a guy that was 6'6 got to be thought of as a point guard. It's like, oh, well, you're a 2-guard or a 3-guard, so you're going to watch this little guy dribble and then set you up for passes. Where if those guys came up today, they'd be like, why are we having anybody but Jordan and Kobe initiate the offense?
Right, yeah. Right. And Jordan, if he would have had if the 3-ball would have been more of a thing. How many more points would he have scored?
You know, he grew up at a time where, like, the step back three was something that would get your ass yanked off the court. Mm. Nobody could shoot a step back three. Nobody could shoot off the dribble a three for, like, the first 10 years of the 3-point shot.
And now that's a staple in Luka's game. And he's hitting it at a more efficient clip than ever. 40% on step back threes this year. He's just absolutely locked in. Here is J.J. Redick. Remember, at one time a short stinted teammate of Luka's here in Dallas. J.J. Redick was asked to put together a starting five of former teammates that he had had over the course of his career. This is how it went.
Build a starting five of players you've played with in your career. I'm going to do this one real quick. I thought about this and I wrote it down. If I leave one of my teammates out that should have been on here, I apologize. And I'm getting all these guys in their prime. Point guard, Chris Paul. Shooting guard, Vince Carter. Small forward, Jimmy Butler. Power forward, Blake. And center, I'm going Joel Embiid.
That's pretty good. Luka, six man.
Oh,
he was only 2 months.
No, six man. He's
no,
a super,
fuck that.
He's a super six man.
I love you, Vince. I love you, Vince.
What?
CP, Luka, Jimmy, Blake, Joel. Luka, I apologize.
That's a pretty good team. You got it right there.
I hope they're just gut wrenching. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I think we got it.
There's just no excuse for that.
You got lucky.
That's back to back.
I think HR needs to talk to you.
No more player podcasts. Okay. I'm not allowed to do player podcasts anymore. So that's it.
Three F words.
I'm banned
in the last 3 hours of G-Bag Nation. Wow.
And I'm to blame for two of them.
Yes.
Chris would tell you I'm blame all three.
Yeah, that was an effing foul.
For sure.
Oh.
Do you want to diss a effing peer right now? Freaking.
Yeah. Freaking peer. Gosh dang it, man. These player podcasts absolutely just killing me. Well, just know that J.J. Redick has a lot of respect for Luka. All right? Move over, Vince Carter.
817, this is Texas, where if you break into a house, you can get shot.
Yes.
If that snake didn't want to live, it should have stayed outside.
There we go.
Good job,
Chief. There we go.
I was just thought I'd pick you up there.
You sound like a well-balanced person.
Needed that. Yeah. Welcome to the dark side, 817.
I'm well within my ethical rights here to kill a man. Or snake.
So,
well, you shouldn't have been in my house.
What's for dinner, honey?
I was very close to just like once my wife had secured with the little leftovers container the snake, I was like turning myself to go back to bed. Like, I guess she's got this thing handled. She's like, no, you're figuring out a way to get this thing out of here. Okay, I will. Here is some sound from last night's Pelicans.
We think. Yeah.
Sure. I gotta take my hoodie off, bro. I'm sweating like a fool up in here. I ain't even
sure you want to do this.
No more multitasking during Chief segments.
These are broadcast professionals here. This is Kevin Harlan.
Oh.
And he was calling the Pelicans game last night, and there was a game stoppage for, I believe, the first of its kind, chicken wing on the floor.
Pelicans hold on, driving into Murray. Somebody's thrown something on the floor. 46 seconds to go, and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy.
Yes.
It's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
What's that guy? I hope he eats it. Gonna save it for and put it in that little heater over there. 46 seconds to go. It's Murphy with the ball and Fox the quick foul.
Chicken wing on the floor. I guess somebody's throwing. Like, why is somebody throwing a chicken wing here? You know, if it's a fumble situation, okay. I mean, I'd probably be running out there and grabbing it off the floor, making sure that I still secure that thing.
Yeah,
I got no problem. 5 second rule, whatever. Free chicken.
We know you
and a chicken wing in the arena. That's like one wing was probably $2.50.
Yeah. Dude, you're right about that. We know how you felt about the spicy chicken nuggets in your school cafeteria.
Boom.
And you were willing to go, 10-second rule on those.
And those weren't even mine.
Yes.
Somebody just decided they were going to punt on them, and I was going to capitalize.
This is an NBA basketball floor that is probably one of the cleanest surfaces in town. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That's clean because, sneakers.
Yeah, the clean sneakers on there, and they're always constantly got somebody coming out there and scrubbing, you know, between possessions
there's
and stuff.
There's a lot of flying around sweat.
There's a lot of sweat that they're smearing into the wood.
There's not a
fair
lot.
Fair counterpoint. A little saltier chicken wing than I'm used to.
We've seen the people responsible for the sweat. They're kind of like not really looking at the floor. They're making sure the ball's not coming back at them. So I don't think they're, I think they're just kind of out there doing it.
But they have to get all the wetness up. They're doing the wetness by feel while they're looking. Yeah, you can't leave the wetness there. That's an injury risk.
No, it is. But I also don't feel like that they're paying really great attention to what their job is.
There could be some excess sweat there, but that's the risk that you take.
Right.
There's sweat during the timeouts. Like during the sidelines, they're just standing around. They don't go over there and clean all that up over there, do they?
I think they're pretty diligent. I mean,
I think they're watchdogging it.
Yeah. I don't know. Not a chicken wing off the floor. No.
Kevin Harlan, though, the perfect guy to be the one doing the play-by-play
in
a chicken wing clock stoppage situation.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could all agree on that.
Absolutely.
The Pelicans have now played their way into an opportunity of having to play in the play-in, which is not something they want to do, and I guess they're just avoiding the thought of it in its entirety. Here was Chris Haynes after the game talking to Zion and his teammates after their victory, and Zion didn't like the question.
I got to ask one more. How desperate are you guys to stay out of that play-in tournament?
Oh. Better question. That's a better question.
Yeah. Don't even want to talk about it. Don't even want to talk about it. I think Chris Haynes is, like, so in the mix with, like, player friend, like, friendship stuff that, like, I think that was just, like, a friendly shutdown.
Okay.
But Zion has had some funny interactions like that with reporters throughout this season. Like, you are trying to get me in trouble here with that question or whatever.
Yeah, he's having fun now that he's staying healthy. It's great to see.
It is, man.
I didn't know we'd have these heights, but that's a really awesome team to watch. Like, if you got to sit down and just watch any team, I think Zion's about as good as it gets right now for as far as worth the price of admission. The dude's an absolute beast once again. Okay, how close are we to a college football super league? We'll talk about that coming up at 4:40. Have a Friday news dump coming up at 5. And then it's time in 1 hour for what you're drinking, what you're thinking. Up next, little top 10 for Wooly Bully, right? Where are you taking us?
We're going to celebrate National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. That is today. I have the best melted cheese food items ever next year in the nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Okay, yes, we've now had the greatest week of F-bombs over the air on 105.3 The Fan in station history. And, you know, I was here in 2010 when Grego had us all saying we're going to the World Effing Series. Now, that was at like 2 or 3 in the morning, right? So that doesn't count. I don't think that's even technically illegal overnight. But what we've encountered here tested our mettle, tested the dump button in ways that have never been seen. And I mean, it's exciting. It breaks up the monotony a little bit. Like, holy crap, we just had another F-bomb on the show.
Yeah, it's exciting. Speak for yourself.
Yeah,
when you're the one letting it fly, then it'll be funnier for me, but
that bleep, sorry. That bleeping stuff is tough business, apparently.
It is, dude.
You're going to be quadruple playing those now. Okay, just one more time before I'm good with it going on air.
No more. I have a self-inflicted ban on any player podcasts for, what do you guys say? A week or a month or a year?
No, Woolchuck's going to be out for a little bit.
Right, you need, back yeah, after
you,
it.
Yeah. You just need to slow down. That's
just a weekend,
all.
Maybe? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
this weekend, figure it out. Yeah, you'll get better at it. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This segment here, Woolchuck's Top 10 to be executed by the Chief, brought to you by Soda, that's state of the art, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. That's 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com, and here he is, Chief, with Zach's Top 10.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Happy National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Yesterday was actually National Cheese Fondue Day. So very cheesy week. I figured let's go ahead and do the best melted cheese food items ever. And off the top of your head, you're like, melted cheese, how many is there really? Oh,
pizza.
There's a lot.
Pizza.
Yeah. Good pull. Great pull, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So we will get to that. Text in your favorite melted cheese food items, because there is actually quite a bit. And we will hit that in just a second. I saw the Orioles. They have unveiled a new
statue?
Hot dog.
Oh.
No, this hot dog's about the size of the Allen Iverson statue, though. This is a 12-incher.
Tiny Cal Ripken statue.
Yeah. The warehouse dog is what they are calling it.
Oh.
And 12-inch dog, horseradish-infused brick sauce. Not totally sure what exactly that means, but I love a horseradish.
Yeah.
So they're infusing something. I love that the word infuse is always just like, yes. You know, if you're going to say something's infused, I'm here for it. Pit beef queso, fundido.
Ooh, pit beef queso. That'd be like a brisket queso, probably,
kind of. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, pit brisket. Yeah.
So just lather that dog up in that.
The grease factor's got to be pretty good in that one, too.
Pickled pico and onions on a pretzel bun.
All right, I see why you did this. You're the biggest fan of the pretzel bun ever.
Well, here's the thing. It's topical for me because it's a bit of a recency bias.
Yeah, but they got you at pretzel bun.
The Hawaiian roll pretzel bun,
yes,
with like cheeseburger sliders. It was the MVP of the Super Bowl spread.
Yeah.
And then I've had it two or three times since then because it really is that special. I encourage everybody.
Where do you find those, I wonder? Because I just found the
I'll text my mom and ask her.
Because the ones I used for you guys today were just the regular Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah, those were outstanding as well.
But the pretzel bun. Would a pretzel bun with what I did with a meatball?
It would have been great.
Would that have been good?
It would have been good, dude. I'm telling you, it would have been good.
I don't know if it would have been.
Hey.
I think what Brian did with the Hawaiian rolls was genius, because most people will cut them in half and then try to make a sandwich out of it. He just took out a chunk from the top, dropped the meatball in there.
I cut the center. I made a square out of the center and just,
I'm going to do that with some brisket, I think.
There you go.
It's a great idea.
There you go.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is apparently testing some pretzel stuff.
I thought that was my phone.
And by the way, I do want to also encourage you from a food standpoint. I got to try last night the new Bluebell ooey gooey butter cake ice cream.
Wait a minute. I thought that
10 out of 10.
Wolchick said it was a no.
No. No, 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 no.
He said it was a no factor.
No. I think there had to have been a typo involved. There's no way.
Because I asked
him, he's doing soda right now, and he's diligent with it. There's no way he's had that ice cream in his mouth.
I asked him. I asked all y'all. I thought about, hey, you want to bring some in? And Woolchuck immediately jumped on the no.
That's because of soda. Is the temptation of it. I'm telling you, it is a home run ice cream. Bluebell has outdone themselves once again, and I don't want to be knee jerk, but right now feels like it might be a Mount Rushmore ice cream for me. The chunks of that ooey gooey butter cake are just undeniable, dude. Remember, I'm just serious about that.
You and I did the Dr. Pepper one.
That was not good.
That wasn't very good.
That was not for me.
It's hit or miss.
Yeah.
And I think Woolchuck might have been talking about another one, because I can't imagine an ooey gooey butter cake ice cream could possibly be bad. I mean, I know Bluebell has optimized it. It's the best possible.
Yeah, maybe you're right. He was probably, please don't bring it in because I'll be tempted kind of a thing.
That's what it was.
Now that he's out for a couple weeks, we can bring it in.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do that.
I think next week I'm going to make your sweet rolls, though, Dawson, your cinnamon rolls. I'm going to try to do that, yeah.
Cannot wait.
Studying that up.
All right, your top 10 list of the day. Happy National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. The top 10 greatest melted cheese food items of all time. We go into the Pimp Cup for Lucius Alexander. What's on your mind, sir?
I like lasagna. Big fan of lasagna.
Oh, jeez.
So
yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about the queso dip? The Blanco one?
Yes.
Yeah.
With some meats in it?
Yes. Yes.
And one more. What is that? I got one more for you, boy. Oh, God. Cheesy grits. Cheesy grits. Cheesy eggs.
Yeah.
I love that omelet. Cheesy egg situation.
Yeah.
Okay, everything Lucius said, plus baked potatoes with a lot of shredded cheese in there. Yes. I like to put the butter in, the salt and pepper, and then a lot of cheese, and then I close it back up.
And no sour cream, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no sour cream. That's awful.
Of course.
Chives.
Maybe some bacon
sour
bits.
Cream, let's go.
And then Mott sticks.
Mott sticks, yes. Good pull. Yeah. What you got over there, Broadus?
Man, you can hit them all. I think my favorite is the grilled cheese, though. The pizza, the lasagna was great. I ravioli to me. I've always loved like just cheese ravioli. I know it's pretty basic,
but it's
the
so
pasta
good.
And the inside, and then when you cut it and that cheese kind of
lasagna ish.
Yeah, but the little just the bite, the little raviolis of it, the little squares with the cheese.
Made
in
some
it.
Last night.
Oh man, those are so
it.
Good.
Yeah, you really can't miss with that. It's delicious.
You made some ravioli last night?
Well, I just heated up. I heated up the ravioli.
Oh, okay.
Target has a wonderful section over there by their meats.
Yeah,
and a bunch of different kind of ravioli. So it's a big hit at the house.
We got
they are kind of hard to make. I've looked at that before. That's pretty intensive what you have to do to get that done.
I would believe
a craftsman.
It. Yeah, you'd almost want to have like a ravioli helper thing like they do with the dumplings. Don't they have like a little something that kind of helps them that thing closed up?
But you have to be able to roll out the sheets. You know, you roll out the long sheets of the pasta, and then you have to roll out the same long sheet to put over the top and then to cut all that. Man, it is very intensive how you do it.
We got pizza in the 903, favorite melted cheese food items on National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. 801, nothing beats mine. Peppered turkey, Colby Jack cheese, buffalo sauce, Texas toast grilled cheese.
You can drop that off to the station if you want to do that for us one day.
It's a good idea. Mozzarella.
Yeah, the 5-cheese Texas toast is up there.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, dude. Yeah. The cheesy garlic bread is just
cheesy
crazy.
Garlic bread.
Mozzarella sticks from Joey in Bedford. The cheeseburger, good call. The Juicy Lucy. Cheeseburger in the 806.
We've had that before here. That's where the cheese is inside the meat.
Again, infused.
Infused.
It's always a good move.
Always a good move.
The nachos coming in strong. The burrito tacos. Yes, 214. I like that. Mozzarella sticks getting a ton of love. Patty melt. Yes. The queso is number one in the 817. Fair enough. Chili cheese fries. And I do love a loaded fry.
Both your chili cheese fry and, you know, its close cousin, the nacho plate.
The nachos are outstanding.
Homemade nacho plates,
even
I feel
better.
Like. Yeah, because then you
better.
Can control the coverage.
Yes.
You know, put those bad boys in the oven, a little piece of chicken on each chip. Yeah. You know, winning.
Yes, dude. The quesadillas are getting a lot of love here on the text as well.
Cheese enchiladas.
Cheese enchiladas. So
and
good.
Enchiladas.
A lot of people co-signing the gooey butter cake, bluebell ice cream being
dominant. I'll bring that in next week.
817 brisket mac and cheese. Nobody said mac and cheese, man.
No. It's just kind of the standard, though. You know that's a... Isn't that a given?
For sure.
That's
homemade.
Yeah. Homemade's a given.
I mean, the out-of-the-box mac and cheese, I don't think that's actually melted cheese. You know,
it's like a powder.
Yeah.
That I guess it melts down, but it's...
Sauce.
Yeah.
In a pinch... It's pretty damn good.
No doubt
right about that.
I mean, if you get,
I like next day Kraft mac and cheese.
A little
the
cold.
The leftover version.
Cold.
I could do it cold or
crusty.
I'll heat it up. But
crusty?
There's, I like not crusty.
Yeah.
But I like leftover next day Kraft mac and cheese.
Shells, right?
Shells every time.
Shells,
yeah.
For sure.
Jalapeno poppers being texted in. Oh, money, man. Dude. Texas man. Twinkies. You know, you roll up to a hurtado. It's just incredible. Chili cheese dog. Yeah, a little hot dog action.
How did I forget that one?
The calzone.
Yeah.
Good call. 469. Here we go. The cheese steak is outside looking in, bro. Number 11. Yeah. Thought that would be a guaranteed top 10.
It might make my top 10, yeah.
Well, yours, this is basically, they say potato skins here, but basically baked potato situation with the melted cheese on there. That comes in at number 10. The queso, a little bit surprising, comes in at number 9. But a dang good queso is top five.
Okay, let me ask you this. Lucius threw it out there about adding the con carne, the meat to
it. Yes, that's preferred every time.
Better than just the straight queso, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit hardier.
Okay, I'm glad we're decided.
Put anything in there. Pulled pork. You know,
oh, jeez. Yeah.
Ground beef, brisket, lots of different stuff.
Breakfast sausage. I'm here for the breakfast sausage in there.
Speaking of breakfast, the breakfast omelet, you know, or melted cheese.
Cheesing it up, dude. Yeah. Yes.
Go heavy.
Number eight is the cheeseburger. I love when you get that melted cheese, like if it's wrapped up in the in the foil for a minute, and then you open it, and it's just, it's awesome.
If the cheese can hold a little bit of the grease factor from the burger, it gets into the cheese, it makes it even better.
Cheesy fries come in at number seven. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, the
Snuffers,
best melted cheese sandwiches.
Snuffers.
Or melted cheese food items. Yeah, the Snuffers.
You ever had those?
Yes, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just want to make sure. Yeah.
That's what I would do. Like, we would go South Lake Town Center.
That's a
you
meal.
You drop all you're about to go see your movie. Yeah. Boom. Let's post up at the Snuffers real quick. We'll share a loaded fry.
That's a meal.
And then we'll mosey on over. Mott Steaks coming at number six. The quesadilla comes in at number five.
Okay.
I love making quesadillas at home. It's a blast.
Steak and cheese quesadillas are good.
You get the deli chicken.
Yeah, steak. Get the chicken, whatever your choice is. I mean, I do tuna melts at home with the tortilla and everything. And if you don't like tuna, then it's not for you. But if you like tuna, it's money. Mac and cheese at number four. The grilled cheese sandwich comes in at number three.
Very underrated.
Oh, somebody said Rotel dip. Man, that's it right there, boy.
Yeah.
I love a good Rotel dip.
Absolutely.
Same, dude. Let's see here. Number two is the nacho.
Dawson's right, man. If you can control it as homemade, you can make the coverage the way you want it. That's important.
And the greatest melted cheese food item of all time, according to America.
Pizza.
It's pizza.
Yeah.
Let's go. Well done. Woolchuck is out on this Friday. If you're just tuning in, they're taking the baby home. A little bit of a preemie.
Yay!
An unbelievable trajectory. I can't believe it's been 6 weeks since we were at spring training, and he got the word as he was getting off the plane. He needed to get back on the bird because baby was coming early, and now it's home. So congrats to the Woolchucks. How close are we to a college football Super League? Does this terrify or excite you about the future of the game? It's coming up next here in the nation.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Friday news dump's coming up at 5 o'clock, and then it's going to be time for a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday here coming up at 5:20. So 33 minutes away from your phone calls, and we're looking forward to hanging out with you here in the 5 o'clock hour. Of course, LA Live with Lucius Alexander is now under 1 hour away. Okay, what could be just a few years off on the horizon is a college football super league. And the question is, how close to it are we? Okay, the very latest intel from the story on CBS Sports. Okay, this super league proposal has some merit. And the latest proposal to adapt to the changing landscape features 80 teams as well as promotion and relegation, buddy, which you got to love, because how do we go from like 110 teams down to a group that could all play each other and be eligible for the prime spots for the championship, right? And it doesn't make sense logistically to try to get everybody to play everybody. So when they're talking about that, that is exciting. Okay, The Athletic reported last week this idea of a super league. And there's a group of power brokers trying to do what the NFL did in the 60s. That was kind of their premise. So CBS sent a couple of reporters on a mission to track down as many of them as possible to kind of flush out the idea. And I read their report and the results of what they've been talking about this week on CBS Sports. You can go check out the article if you'd like to. But there's 20 different people involved in this group called College Football Tomorrow. They have presidents involved. And the main guy quoted says, they waited too long to do this. They should have been working towards this a long time ago, because they feel like it's probably like a 7-year process. And part of it is letting the old deals expire.
Right.
But by 2031 would be their goal to bring this to reality. And I was thinking, man, that seems like a long time away. But Brian, we've become so used to waiting forever for things to change in college football. I'm okay with that. As long as they're working towards it, I think that's an exciting piece of what the college football landscape is going to look like.
Yeah, I wish they could have come up with it sooner and then been able to hold all the conferences together.
Yeah.
You know, we've had now these Pac-12 teams playing in the ACC and Pac-12 teams playing in the, you know, the Big Ten. And, you know, it's a shame because if they could have done this with television, if they could have done it quicker, I think you could have saved these conferences because the money would have been good enough for these teams that are in the super conference. They could have funded all the other sports and stuff and kept everybody so we wouldn't have these, you know, losing all these rivalries. The football part of it is great, that, you know, but you're going to lose rivalries like in the other sports.
And you didn't have to lose that to get this.
And you didn't have to lose that. You could have just said, okay, Michigan, you're in the super conference, and, you know, the Michigan, you could stay in the, you know, the Big Ten and, you know, do all the things you need to do. Or, for example, USC. USC, you're in the super conference. You get to stay in the Pac-12 and play UCLA and Oregon and all these other teams that, you know, you continually play. I think that's where the other sports are going to lose out, because you're going to lose those rivalries with Stanford having to go now all the way across the country to play, you know, North Carolina in a women's sport, or, you know, men's sport, track field, whatever. It's just going to be kind of crazy they don't have those rivalries anymore.
Yeah, it's just weird. You know, the history, the tradition is something that should have been protected. And, you know, maybe we can start building new history and traditions, but that's a lot of the fun of the sport is the history and being able to drive to most of your rivals.
I'm totally okay with LSU playing Michigan and Ohio State. We did that when I was at LSU. We played at Ohio State. We played Notre Dame. You know, those were fun.
I bet.
Fun games to be a part of, to go to, like, play at Notre Dame Stadium or to play at the Shoe like we did. That part of football, I could deal with that. It's the other sports that I just don't want to lose those rivalries, and I feel like we are. Football rivalries are good, but the fact that we've accepted the fact that Ohio State will play, play USC or whoever, you know, I think that's great. But as far as all the other sports, I don't know if that's,
you know,
great.
That money's going to win though, Chief, and they want more huge matchups, and they're going to get it. There will be less dead weekends. Yeah. That you can see on Thursday Night Football how important it is to have a great game with the most talented players in the sport.
Yeah, it's just going to be there are a plenty of weeks in college football where you're looking around at the slate going, is there one game maybe that is like big money matchup here? So I'm excited about this. I know the tradition factor of some things is going to get lost in translation here, which is a bit of a bummer, but I do think you're getting better matchups, you're getting more high stakes games, like when you talk about the playoff and all those different things. So ultimately I'm here for all of this, and logistically they will figure it out.
Yeah, and new history will be born, you know, like for example in soccer 10, 12 years ago, Manchester City was an also-ran in Manchester United's shadow, and now it's become a massive global brand in a very brief period of time compared to the history of the sport. I think naturally we kind of resist change and we don't like it, and surely there's value in it. I'm not trivializing, you know, even losing the Southwest Conference. It still sucks all these years later.
Yeah, it does.
The writer does point out, though, when it comes to the 12-team format, you had commissioners and ADs trying to hammer that out. They couldn't come to a solution. It was like too many chefs in the kitchen trying to decide on what a menu was going to be. And every time they had a meeting, they were like, crap, we're no closer. We got to have another meeting. So it's taken the College Football Playoff Board of Managers, specifically Mississippi State President Mark Keenum, to get that done. And they now see that process for decision-making inside college football is vastly superior to the old style that was just spinning its wheels trying to come up with this 12-team playoff format. They couldn't get the job done. So as decisions flow and the logistics of having meetings and committees decide and vote on things, they feel like they've turned over a significant page, and maybe college football doesn't have to move so slow anymore as a result of it, getting the presidents involved.
Do you worry about, though, with the Super League, that maybe some of the teams in the Super League, especially the top teams, are going to get all the NIL players, all the transfer portal guys?
Yeah,
do you think there's going to be a huge imbalance of players in the Super League, that they're all going to end up in the top five programs?
I think you'll have teams that aren't in the top five, like Man City. Yeah. Who finds a booster, like, was it Abramovich that bought them, or that was Chelsea? It was a different oil guy.
I think he bought Chelsea.
Yeah. So, like, you'll get alumni that come into money that say, hey, we're going to make our program great, like Phil Knight at Oregon.
Right.
I think he went to an Oregon-Stanford game in, like, 1999 where they won the conference, and he was like, damn it, I love this, and started the process. Next thing you know, NFL guys are coming out of there. So it's just going to be a, you know.
I just wonder if the super teams are just, is there going to be just maybe 8 to 10 real super teams and everybody else is kind of,
I mean, that would be more than we have now, isn't
hanging
it?
Hanging on there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like to me the way that they're going to, let me ask you something real quick. I know we're up against it. Yes or no. Does there need to be a salary cap on NIL money for these schools?
I think that is certainly in play. There just needs to be a little bit more regulation. You know, there's got to be some uniformity here, whatever that means. Maybe it's a salary cap. Maybe it's just, you know, player contracts, whatever. But there needs to be something.
I'm for the players getting paid. I'm not trying to have the players not get paid. I just wondered if every team knows going in, we have X amount of money we could spend on our players. You know, that maybe, okay, we have a $15 million budget for our team every year.
I like the idea of an open market. I mean, it's great.
I don't know. But see, that's what I'm saying. To me, the open market's great. I just wondered if the haves are going to continue to push down the have-nots.
Man, I want the colleges to bust down some of that TV money to all.
I agree. That's what I'm saying.
And have a regular check for all the kids.
Yeah.
$1,500 a month or whatever it may be.
There you go. But that's what I'm saying. Maybe you do. Maybe you have a $20 million budget for your NIL money and you put it through your whole team.
That's ultimately what kicked the NFL off into great success, was taking all of the money, distributing it amongst the teams, and then giving 50% of the revenue to players. And that's been a model that has worked for decades. So maybe it can be applied to college football. Yeah. Okay, coming up next, the 5 o'clock hour. Of course, what you're drinking, what you're thinking is coming up in about 25 minutes. Where are we going next, Chief?
Friday News Dump featuring your baseball stat of the day, Masters fun facts, and the most reckless TV show idea of all time has just landed at Netflix. That's next year in the nation.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.